Om Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of Shaivam.org, the next program you are about to listen is Spiritual Discourse. Title is Akshara Manamalai, presented by Sri Machur Venkatraman. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
Everyone have the experience of that great release. Everyone wakes up from sleep wishing few more minutes to go back. Suppose you want to wake up by 6 o'clock. Suddenly you wake up and you see the timepiece. It is only 4. You feel such joy that you can 2 more hours to go back. See, what do you get there? Actually, you don't get there anything. You are losing everything that you hold as yours. You lose the world, you lose your body, you lose your mind, you lose your wealth, you lose your personality which you have cultivated by going to all kind of classes, personality management. Everything you lose, and still you cherish to go back to that state where nothing is there, but something is there which is purna, which is whole. You cannot say that is nothing. Bhagavan in his Who Am I, he says, everyone experiences the self in deep sleep. But they are not aware that they experience it. It is just like walking on the ground, underneath there is treasure, and you beg for 10 paise, 50 paise, 1 rupee. You become a beggar. Standing on the ground, under your feet, there is great treasure. Tedad uttranal Thiruvarul Nidhi. Without seeking, Bhagavan says, a Thiruvarul Nidhi, a great treasure of grace is hidden, and sitting on the top of it, you beg. So to every day you go to that wonderful, profound state of deep sleep, and every day you wake up. See, usually from deep sleep, generally people come to waking state through the corridor of dream. So, we fail to recognize the value, the treasure that is there. But if you again and again and again pay attention to that state, you will know that it is not an ordinary state. Usually people will say, what is there in sleep? Everyone sleeps. Everyone is having that state. It is not like samadhi, that only some Buddha can have it. Some Ramana Maharshi can have it. It is everyone's experience. And Bhagavan says, that itself is the proof that it is truth. Because everyone is having it, but very few recognize it. That is the one state where you have the experience that you are there without body, without mind, without ego, without brain, without God. It is your experience. It is not Bhagavan's experience or my experience or some sage's experience. Everyone is having the taste of something which is not made of, which is not created. It is not like the joy that you have in the world, because any joy, any pleasure that you get from the world, you continue to experience it, you will get bored. But this is something which you every day experience. Every day you wake up with a wish to go back. In talks, Bhagavan gives a peculiar name. We don't know whether that name was coined by Bhagavan or the author, recorder, impersonal pleasure. That is the word Bhagavan uses. Impersonal pleasure. What we have in deep sleep, Bhagavan says, it is impersonal pleasure. Any pleasure that you have in this waking state or deep dream state, there is a person who is consuming that pleasure. The pleasure puts a limit, a adjunct, a compound wall around you, and you are a person who is enjoying that pleasure, but deep sleep is a state where the enjoyer is not there, separate from the joy. You wake up and the mystery is how you are able to recollect it. See, Vedanta is not giving you some ready-made technique to meditation or anything. It is just like a mirror making you see what is already there within you. All other sadhanas, all other practices prepares you, sharpens your intelligence, purifies the mind so that the mirror will become crystal clear to see what is already there. See, what is already there in the deeps is revealed every day. In the Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, there is a mantra which says these sorrowful human beings, these sympathetic human beings, they every day go to heaven and come back without knowing. Aharahar gachanti naviduhu. Evam vid aharahar swargam lokameti. The Upanishad says, the person who has had the great fortune of going to a master and who reveals to him that the truth that he is seeking is there already within him, has his own source, and it is never separated from him. Every day, that is the place where his ego is going back and merging, and where he is all ever one with it. Once he is introduced to that state by a master, once that intelligence becomes clear, deep within him, then he becomes the knower, the evam vit. Knowing thus, every day he goes and comes back knowing that he is that. It's a paradigm shift. Before that recognition, you are here. The moment you recognize, you are there. The current of the infinite is deathlessness is always there. The current of death is also there. You are in between. If you associate with the stream of death, you will die. If you associate with the stream of immortal current, you are immortal. The freedom is with you whether to associate with the current that is before or the current that is within, behind, the dhara. So that dhara, the deep sleep, is a profound state where we have the experience. Everyone is having the experience. In waking state, we have the body, we have the mind, and we are there. And in dream state, we do not have the body, but the mind is very much there operating, alive. And I am there. And in deep sleep, neither the body is there, nor the mind is there. Am I there? The answer is both. If you identify with the person, usually people will say, I am not there in deep sleep. Then we have to ask, so you are dead there? No, no, I am alive. Then what was there? The answer is both true and wrong. The truth is, you, the person who is now, the person who will fill an application, is not there in deep sleep. The person who is there in the ID card is not there in deep sleep. But what is there? The real you, the essence of you, or what alone is there. And the moment the I arises, somehow you are estranged from the source. Move away from it. Identify with a small bubble. You are the ocean. When you wake up, you become a bubble. And you say, I am the bubble. The bubble lives for some few years and explodes. And again becomes ocean. Again comes as bubble. So that deep sleep state proves to you, somebody said, Bhagavan, everyone is afraid of death. Bhagavan said, that is not true. Everyone likes death. Then the devotee asked, how, Bhagavan? It is frightening. There, I am in debt, I will cease to exist. Bhagavan said, oh, for that you prepare a bed, put AC, fan, have a good room, well ventilated. Even then, if the sleep is not coming, you take some medicine. Somehow you want to induce that state where you can remain without, at least temporarily, you can die. Now, art of living is very famous. Bhagavan's teaching is art of dying. Maranavayam mikkulavam makkal aranaka maranabhavam illa maheshan sharaname sharvar. Tam sharvud tam savutrar. With all their attachment, with all their problems, with all this body which gives you limitation. See, constantly hypnotizing. You are white, you are dark, you are born, you are growing, you have this disease, you have that disease, you are short, you are tall, there is some problem for you. Constant hypnosis this body gives to you. And deep sleep is a temporary state where you are released from it. The bubble goes back to ocean and you experience such release. And you are not able to express it. When you wake up, the mystery is, how do you recognize the joy that you had? Is it memory? Or is it inference? The joy of deep sleep. Is it recollection? Usually we write, we recollect the joy. Is it recollection? Because the brain had not gone there, so you cannot recollect. It is not inference. Because inference cannot give you the taste. You are not inferring. When you wake up, you are carrying the joy, impersonal joy. A little bit of it is there in the interval, where you have not completely woken up. That is why Bhagavan said, catch hold of that interval, that Sandhya Kala, where the deep sleep is ethereal joy of deep sleep is descending a little bit into this sorrowful waking state. A kind of seepage is there. A kind of seepage is there through which, that is why when you wake up, you see the timepiece, it is only 2 o'clock, go back. Become bodiless, become mindless, become egoless. And the teaching of Bhagavan is, Bhagavan said, to become bodiless and mindless and egoless permanently in the waking state, you have to do the inquiry, who am I? Deep sleep is a natural state, but natural state is not ours. It is nature's. Nature gives and nature takes. You have to own it. To own it, find out your swarupa, your real nature, which remains without change in deep sleep, in dream, in waking state, when the body grows, when the body becomes weak, when the body becomes affected by disease. Behind all this train, this stream, there is the screen, the unaffected substratum, the base, the awareness. Recognizing that, remaining as that, abiding there, is the finish of vichara, finishing point of vichara. So this happened to Venkatraman in Madurai, this finish, Arunachala's that finishing stroke, that came to him, Bhagavan, as a death experience. I said, you know, all this exposition is to just explain death. See, the greatest teacher is death. One of our Upanishads, Kathopanishad, one boy goes to the world of death, have an interview with death, encounters death. Some great commentators, they have translated that Upanishad as dialogue with death. So this boy goes to Yama and asks him, who are you? What is death? What happens in death? So death is the divine teacher. So for Bhagavan also, Arunachala appeared in the form of death. Mrityave swaha, mrityave swaha. That Veda says, mrityave swaha. We offer oblation to mrityu, death. Mrityave swaha. So that mrityu, that death appeared in Bhagavan when he was alone. That divine drama happened. No, Ishvara just prepared that house for Bhagavan to realize the self. Because when that experience was happening to him, it is strange that nobody was there in the house. We have no story what happened to them. Somehow that everything was removed and kept clean. This boy was alone in the home. Suddenly Arunachala came. Ishvara came. How he came? In many devotees' case, he came in some form. Here Bhagavan's life, he came as mrityu, as death. Death experience. He felt, I am going to die. And the strange thing is, fear was there, but he was not afraid. Fear of death was there. From outside, like a force, that fear of death was entering. And from within, the intelligence woke up. Bhagavan later on says, the intelligence woke up, that Viveka. You know what it said? It said, let me find out what is death. That was his nature. He accepted anything. Even after realization, he was not aware that it was realization. One of his friends later on asked, Bhagavan, from Madurai itself you have realized. Why didn't you tell me that you had this experience? Bhagavan said, I myself was not aware. I thought it is a very beautiful, soothing disease. No anger, no desire, everything is peaceful, no agitation. So I thought it is some soothing disease. Why tell others? If we tell others, they would have taken him to some doctor or somebody. So I felt, I just accepted it. So even when death came, he accepted. Allowed death to take his body and mind, overpower his body and mind. And then went within, who is dying? His body dies. It will be taken to a cremation ground, burial ground. There it will be burnt to ashes. When the body is cremated, burnt. Actually, you know, Bhagavan later on says, when that experience was happening, really I was seeing my body burnt in fire. See, Arunachala's nature is fire. So, even after that experience, still he came to Trivannamalai, that fire was there in his body. So I saw death, the body dying. Then the question arose from within, who dies? What dies? Death has almost encroached into whatever area it can hold. It had encroached into his body. It has encroached into his mind. Even his ego, everything is taken away. Then he finds a center where death could not enter. That is the I. The experience of I am. The experience of I. The experience of self expressing, dancing itself in the form of this spurti. This pulsation is I. Then, no. Bhagavan later on says, I dived deep to find out what this I is. I could see the full force of my personality expressing itself as aham, aham, aham. Without body, without mind, without ego. I didn't feel it as a person, as an ego. I felt it is absolute truth. Incorruptible truth. The immeasurable, the truth. Ameyam, we say it's ameyam, is which cannot be measured. Divisionless, that Purna Vastu was expressing within me, And the mind had a strange fascination. See, this small paragraph in which Bhagavan gives his experience contains the entire road, the route that a seeker has to take right from the thirst for realization to realization. Because the truth descended, destroyed everything that is not the truth, and the fire woke up, and Bhagavan says, the mind had a strange fascination to follow that, to dive. This is a strange fascination because it is like the fascination of a cotton ball to dive into fire. It's just like a doll made of salt which desires to dive into the ocean. So the mind wanted to dive into that fire. And in beautiful Tamil, in another place, it is not there in the ashram board, Bhagavan says, the mind entered, ulla irukkira neruppu adha saaptuduthu vai. Bhagavan said, the fire within me that just swallowed it. The mind was swallowed. Shaapadu unnai sharndu unavayen shantamai povan Arunachala. Hey Arunachala, I wanted to consume you. I thought you are a very delicious meal. So I wanted to swallow you and came near you. You just swallowed me, finished me off. That's all. Shaapadu unnai sharndu, I just came near you, unavayen, I became your unavu, your feast. You just swallowed and finished me off. Now you alone remain, I don't exist. You alone are, I am not. I do not exist, you alone are. Shantamai, only peace is there, shanti is there. Peace is there. Peace is Arunachala Swarupam. So this experience of death. See, actually, we have to again see it tomorrow. Because it is not simply death experience which made Bhagavan enter into the other realm. Because many have an encounter, a very near experience of death. But Bhagavan's recognition of the truth, that pure intelligence which made him see through it and recognize that the thing that dies is not me, and the thing that is taken away by death is not subtracting or minusing anything from me. I am whole, I cannot die, I am the Atman. This is Bhagavan's words. Bhagavan says, I found what is there is what the scriptures call as Atma, as self. We translate it self. Bhagavan uses the word there as Atma. Idhida Atma. So that is all over. After this, there is no more Venkatraman. And the mystery is these three experiences. First is Arunachala Namashravana. Listening to the name of Arunachala. And the second is reading the biography of saints, stories of saints. And the third, this finishing, this death experience is entirely an another thing. Bhagavan connects the whole thing and inwardly he recognizes that Arunachala came to him, awakened the thirst for realization, and gave him the story of all devotees, and ultimately gave him the death experience, finished him off, and there is no more Venkatraman there. From that day onwards, Arunachala alone was there. Arunachala, in that particular form, devotees gave the name Ramana Maharshi. That's all. There is no Ramana Maharshi. Bhagavan gave that name Ramana to Arunachala, and Arunachala gave his name Arunachala to Ramana. That is a beautiful story which happens in Bhagavan's life. See, that we will see tomorrow. how Arunachala himself appeared before Bhagwan in one form and told Bhagwan that you are Arunachala. And Bhagwan, somebody gave Ramana Maharshi name to him. Bhagwan said Arunachala Ramana. In this Tamil marriage ceremony, wedding ceremony, the bridegroom will have a garland and the bride will have a garland. Bride will put that garland to the neck of bridegroom and he will put that garland in the neck of bride. So malai alithu Arunachala Ramana en malai anindu arul Arunachala. Bhagavan says, hey Arunachala Ramana, I am not Ramana. He calls Arunachaleshwara as Ramana. Hey Arunachala Ramana, here is my garland and put that garland on my neck. Say, I own you. Now you put your stamp on me. Tell me that I belong to you. Anjalendre Arul. Put your garland in my neck. So let us become one. Because this living separate is very painful. It gives great suffering. To remain away from God, Bhagavan in one place says, it is sin. In talks, Bhagavan says, it is sin. No, Srimad Bhagavatam, there is one verse, Ishad apetasya viparyayo smritihi. Bhayam dvitiya abhinivesha. The greatest cause for fear is that you want to live away from God, separate from God. When you become one with God, there is no fear. And the demonstration, daily demonstration is deep sleep. No fear, no desire, no envy, no division. The moment you wake up, the I arises. The moment I arises, fear arises, all problems arises, suffering arises, difficulty arises. So why not become merged with it, become one with it, live as God, not as a person. The moment you live as a person, if you live as somebody, somebody will give you problem. If you become nobody, nobody can give you problem. So why not be finished with this body, this somebody. So Bhagavan's body was just burnt in the fire of jnana from Madurai itself. From Madurai itself, that body was burnt. There was no body, there was no mind. Arunachala himself took the form of that boy and remained 1.5 months. That is 6 weeks going to that school. We have to go to that school and worship that bench. Do namaskara to that place. And you see, the Ramana Maharshi whom we are worshipping is already born. And the teachers there, they had to give imposition, make him stand on the bench. All kind of things have happened. He was not able to concentrate, put his attention on this 10 plus 10 is 20. Everything became nonsense to him. And they give imposition, homework to Bhagavan. And he brought that homework to his house, kept it in his place. A great change came over him after this experience. That inundation in Aksharamanamala, you know, in Bhagavan's philosophical books, like Talks with Ramana Maharshi, which usually English readers will be more familiar with talks, with day by day, with, of course, with letters, there is some kind of devotional aspect. There you can see that crystal clear teaching is there. But to know that inundation which can happen when the ego merges in the source. Chittil Shivam Tilaitiruppade Shivabhakti. Muruganar Swami in one place says, what is Shivabhakti? The bhakti to Shiva. It means Chittil Chittam Tilaitiruppade. The mind just merges in the chit, in the consciousness, and that inundation is Shivabhakti. So that Shivabhakti has already dawned. And he was going to school and coming back having all the problems of school. There his brother, His family people were observing the change, great change that has come over him. They were all aware something is happening. And they were all teasing him also. Oh, the yogi has come. They will say the yogi has come. Swami has come. Why do you live in this house? Why not go to forest and live like the sages of the yore? Such teasing was going on. And we will see the great occasion when Bhagavan started his journey from Madurai towards Trivannamalai and came to Arunachala and had the first vision of Arunachala, and then Bhagavan is with us completely. So, as an introduction to Arunachala Aksharamanamalai, tomorrow we will continue this Bhagavan story, and along with that we will see Aksharamanamalai also. Tomorrow the same time, 9 o'clock, we will start. Arunachala Shiva, Arunachala Shiva, Arunachala Shiva, Arunachala, 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 Arunachala Shiva, Arunachala Shiva, Arunachala Shiva, Arunachala. Yato mamatma bhavasi tvameva, tato na vachyam mama kinchit asti, yatha taveshtam kurumam tathaiva, tvam atmanatham ramanam bhajam. Hara namah parvati pataye, hara hara mahadeva.